Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Mulcair for the workday afternoon. On Chasing Cars today, we look at the best and brightest from Japan in honour of the Tokyo Olympics. We had some easy criterias. They had to be very successful models. They have to have stood the test of time. And the models have to still, in their latest iteration, be in production. Find out what Julian Koh and I think are the best and brightest from Japan up next on Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Koh from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, Julian Koh, editor from SG Carmart. Now, a lot of the time when Julian and I get together for Chasing Cars, we don't agree on anything. Right, Julian?
Pretty much, yes.
But it was interesting because today when we started talking about our choices of the best and brightest from Japan, we agreed so fast and so easily. It's shocking.
I know, right? Shocking is an understatement.
Okay, so I say again, the criterias that we looked at, they have to have stood the test of time. They have to be very successful models, and they still have to be in production. And because of that, there were three cars that we came up with and one honourable mention that met almost all of those criterias but is no longer in production. And so, ta-da-da-da-ta-da, our first car that we thought was really great, really bright, and really Japanese, the Suzuki Swift. Now, I said yep. Swift, he had to go and add the word sport.
Of course, we needed a Swift Sport. Why would I just take a regular Swift? It's a rubbish car. I'll go for a Swift Sport anytime.
It's not a rubbish car. I quite like it. I almost bought it.
Okay, but the Swift Sport is now in its third generation from authorized dealers. Is that it actually comes with a mild hybrid engine, and it's very special because I think it's been almost a whole decade since we've had a Suzuki Swift Sport. The last one was actually back in 2012, or was it 11? I can't remember.
Suzuki and that Swift actually, Sport? No, really? Seriously? I thought it was yes. like 2016,
no,
2018.
No way.
Really?
Yeah, it came out when COE was like 90,000 or something. It was crazy. That's why you don't see a lot of it on the road, because you're going to pay a lot of money for a very little car. But this now is completely different. It's now in its third generation. It sort of has that same unique focused formula for a warm hatch. And
a warm hatch.
Problem, yeah, a warm. I can't really say a hot hatch because you know why? Right now, in a world where 300 brake horsepower has become par for course, Swift Sport will now only be qualified as a warm hatch.
Uh huh. You yes, men, I tell you.
It is nevertheless a true blue Japanese pocket rocket. I actually like this car very much, especially now in its all-new third generation. It looks very good. It drives very well. It still retains that funky colors that don't look out of place. You know, it comes with like yellow, red, blue. I mean, God knows what colors they have. I mean, I don't even know why can't they just stick to like silver,
yellow.
Black and white.
Yellow. Yeah. My favorite Suzuki color has always been yellow because of the way it has always looked. It works so nicely on that pocket rocket. But now let's talk about why this is one of the three cars we say is the best and the brightest out of Japan. From the time it first came out, it was a massive hit. The first version of the Suzuki Swift took the world by storm. Women loved it. Now, this is actually quite unusual. Women loved it. Men loved it. Of course, the men had to love the sport version. Women were quite happy with just the Swift version. But it was, you know, the handling has always been very tight. It's always been very fun to drive. It's always been as cute as a button. And, the colours that you were talking about, there were colours that would appeal to women. There were colours that would appeal to men. And the reason why I think this car is so good is it was one of the few cars when my husband and I used to still go car shopping together. We don't do this anymore. Because we wanted to stay married. We both agreed that this was actually a very, very viable choice. And we almost bought one, the first version of it that ever came out. That's why I think this is one of the best and brightest out of Japan.
I think it's just very sad, honestly, that the Swift COE is driving prices up. Mm-hmm. And as a result, driving cars like this out.
So it's over $100,000. We should, full disclosure and all that. But for some reason, that doesn't actually terrify me. When it comes to Suzuki Swift Sport Mild Hybrid, only because I think it's that good.
But it is. It is that good. And it has that Japanese reliability. This is the sort of car that you can just redline it all day and it'll still work well for a daily drive.
Yes. My favorite thing about the Suzuki Swift, and okay, fine, I do prefer the Sport too. But my favorite thing about the Suzuki Swift when I took it out on an extended test drive is this. You can drive it perfectly sane, go buy groceries, easy to park, easy to parallel park, pretty mindless driving and all that. But when your gremlins come out and you want to have a little bit more fun and fling the car around corners, she's quite happy to do that too.
Yes, and its compact dimensions certainly help a lot in this aspect. A lot. So I think the only setback that this car has is the boot space. It has only 265 liters worth of boot space, but you know what? I'm not bothered by it. I mean, you would probably be in a bit of a predicament because you need to put in all your golf bags and stuff. Me, it's just a stroller. I don't really care, right?
and your following humans are quite small, so you can fool them.
Yeah, so it's okay. No worries at all. I'll still survive in this car.
Actually, one more thing that I should point out, which is why I'm so impressed by the Suzuki Swift, before we move on to our car number two, is this. For such a small car, in-cabin space is very spacious.
Yeah, it is, surprisingly. And I don't even know how they did it. Some engineering wizardry that made this happen.
I don't know how they did it, and it doesn't really matter because now, like I said, I don't share. It's just me, myself, and my golf bag. I'll find a way for the two of us to get into the car. Moving on to our second best and brightest of the Japanese, the Toyota Corolla Altis. This one has been around since I was in kindergarten.
Oh, I think this was way before my time, man.
I'm going to smack you the next time I see you. So how many versions of the Toyota Corolla Altis? I mean, it was just the Corolla before they added the Altis to it.
Yes.
But how many versions of it have there been?
In Singapore, at least, it is now currently the 12th generation model.
Amazing.
Amazing, right? And it's everyone knows someone who actually owns one. You know what I mean? Like that's the power of the Corolla Altis. Everybody knows that, oh, my uncle owns it, oh, my auntie owns it, oh, my cousin owns it, oh, a friend of mine owns it, or a friend's father owns it. Everyone knows someone who actually owns one. And honestly, yes, if you think about it, it's really not surprising because
owns one or did own one.
Yeah, and it's the best-selling car in the world. It moved more than 44 million units since 1966.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I got a cute story for you.
My time.
I got a cute story for you. My father bought the Toyota Corolla going back many, many, many years. Both my parents are passed on now, but he bought as a present for my mother a Toyota Corolla. I don't know which version of it was, but she was using it to send me to primary school. So that I'll tell you how far back it goes. He had to go and custom paint it bright tangerine orange.
Why did he do such a thing?
I don't know. We could never. We always laughed about it at the Christmas dinner table, because she loved the car and hated the color.
Oh, why?
Bright tangerine orange. And he always used to, whenever she would grumble about it, just snigger to himself. He never, ever revealed why he painted it that colour. So I shall leave it to your imagination.
Oh, dragon orange, my goodness. Why? Oh, why?
I don't know. Okay, but, you know, I digress. So back to Toyota Corolla Altis. I can believe it is the best-selling car in the world because every time they release a new version of it, and I've only been driving the last few versions of it, right? Because I obviously wasn't test-driving cars when I was 16 years old. But they've all been great. And they actually have started to look pretty good. They didn't always look great.
It actually looks good, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now it looks good, right?
Yeah, it's actually very, very decent looking. Like, it's the sort of car that I wouldn't feel embarrassed to be seen in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And in about the $110,000 price point is also still very well priced for a family sedan.
I think this needs to be. I don't know. It's a bit of a. I feel like if I need a car, this would be a go-to. This would have to be the go-to car. You can't think of any other cars that would be able to give you this much amount of car and reliability for this price.
I can. Alcar number 3. Honda Civic.
Yes.
Everybody Civic. Ever in life, in Singapore at least, has either wanted one or has had one once in their life. At least once. I had a Honda Civic, honestly, and this is funny, I had a Honda Civic before I had my license in Singapore.
Right. Wait, if you had the Honda Civic, because okay, right now, mm-hmm. Before the new one comes out, right, which is coming out soon, mm-hmm. like a month or 2 weeks or something, now it's currently the 10th generation, mm-hmm. which means the upcoming one will be the 11th generation.
Mm-hmm.
Which generation would yours be?
I'm not telling you, because you will laugh at me. Julian,
obvious.
You really think I would be so easily going to fall for that one?
Okay, but I'll tell you this, man. The Honda Civic has changed so much. So much. I think they looked really good in the past. And as it comes, I mean, I think with all cars, right, evolution is inevitable.
Mm.
Evolution is a must. I won't say the design is revolutionary. It's more evolutionary. And I think that's the most natural step. It looks good. I don't like the tail lights. I'll just come out and say this.
I have never liked the back end of the Honda Civic. I've owned a Honda Civic. And, okay, you know, full disclosure, when I say I owned a Honda Civic, before I had my license in Singapore, that was because I had already started working. My father conned me into buying him a car.
Right. That was a very smart move.
So I owned it. I paid for it. I didn't drive it. But, you know, even from back then, I never liked the back end of this Honda Civic ever. I don't know how many versions of it, 10, 11 now. I've never liked the back end. I've always liked the face. The back end, I always thought, different designs team, and that design team needed to look at the front.
I thought it looked really good, but the rear, yeah, I have to say, it's a bit messy. It looks like the tail lights look like two prawns, so I really don't like how it actually appears. But the new one, it looks slightly different. The new one has got a bit of a I would say, slicker look.
No,
sure.
The new one has a longer nose. I don't know why that's a thing. Why are all the new cars coming out with nice long noses?
I have absolutely no idea. It's
but
like,
have
it's
you
like
noticed? They all do.
Yeah, I know. It's actually quite annoying. it's quite annoying, but I mean, like I said, it's just evolution. It's horrible. Horrible, but you know what? This is one of the if you have to say the epitome of a true blue Japanese car, the Civic might just be it.
Yes,
because for 11 generations, man. For 11 generations, I think it's still
again. What I said about the Suzuki Swift Sport applies to the Honda Civic. Girls like it for different reasons. Guys like it for different reasons. But it is one of those cars where both the girls and the guys, the wives and the husbands and the girlfriends and boyfriends, all agree that it's a good car. It's easy to drive. It's fun to drive, especially if you guys go by the, you know, sporting models and you know, chip it up and do all those bling-bling things to it.
What on earth are you blabbering about?
Blinging your car. You can go and chip the car so it has more performance. The girls will go and bling it up for you. Oh, please. How many times have you seen the Honda logo on the back of a Civic that has got, you know, like Diamante around it and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
you know the girls
so
did
annoying.
That, right?
Yeah, I you know, right?
It's
so
like,
annoying.
Okay, fine. You want to own a Civic? You want to chip it up? I am going to put my own mark on it. And there is the bling.
But I am looking forward to the new Civic Type R, you know?
Of course,
I
mean, you are. All yeah. you guys are. There isn't a guy who likes driving who is not looking forward to it.
I just want to... I'm just so curious to know how it's going to be like.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Curious. Mm-hmm. Are you building your case to be allowed to buy the new one, Julian, by any chance?
I'm going to get a slap across the face. So I'm not even going to start, man. Don't even get me started.
You can try, but when she finishes laughing, you know what she's going to do to you. Okay, for the record, the current version of the Honda Civic is also in the same price point as the current version of the Toyota Corolla Altis and the current version of the Suzuki Swift Sport. It's all in this 110-ish thousand price point, right?
Yep.
Now, before we run out of time, we did come up with an honorable mention. We didn't lie. We actually thought about it. And we were unanimous with this one, the Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution. But then we couldn't decide which version was the best. We did, however, decide collectively which one was the worst. We both thought the Evo 10 was the worst.
Yeah, you said it, man.
And the reason why this only gets an honorable mention is because it's not in production anymore. But you can buy secondhand ones, which would be listed on sgcarmart.com. See, I give you free advert.
Excellent.
And they're not cheap on sgcarmart.com. I'm looking at Evo 10 listed from 2008, it's still $128,000, you know.
It's crazy, man. People are just crazy selling the cars.
Okay,
crazy.
But should we tell them which one we think is the best one?
Yeah, we should.
Go ahead.
I would think the Evo... Okay, there are two, actually. I would think either the Evo 7 or the Evo 9 would be the best, but mm-hmm. I think for the sake of relevance, I would just go for the Evo 9.
Okay, now the
because
Evo...
Because you can still get it. You can still get it. On
the Evo 7... is the one that most guys who are boy racers like Julian Koh from SG Car Mart will tell you is the best one. Clarissa Montero from Money FM 89.3 will tell you it was a fun car to drive, but it was very ugly. The Evo 9 was not...
It's not ugly,
not,
please.
It was not so ugly, and it was a fun car to drive. It would be, what, second or third COE now?
And by now, it should be second, first. Evo 9 will be on the second one already. It might be moving on to third, man. Now it's what, 2021. Mm. 10. No, maybe second. Yeah, still on the second. Still all right.
So if you do a quick search of it and you like boy racer cars and you happen to like to drive manual, this was a car that was fun to drive in manual, I have to say.
At one point, yes. Yes, I guess it's an... I don't know, man. I get so sad talking about all these cars because I know I don't have the money to buy them.
Mm-hmm. Not even in the second COE. But there you have it. That is while Julian, you know, laments and has to cry into his coffee ping. That is what we thought was the best and brightest out of Japan in honor of the Tokyo Olympics. Now, if you agree with us, great. Tell us. If you didn't agree with us and you think we're idiots, don't be a big mouth.
Excellent.
This has been Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Ko from SG Carmont.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.